Hello, this is Ava at avawaits.com. I'm an inspirational speaker, sales trainer, and entrepreneurship mentor. So what do you do when your new client disappears? So perhaps you had a consultation recently with someone, or maybe this is going to happen to you in the future, or maybe this already has happened to you in the past, where you connect with someone and it's a great connection and they seem really excited about working with you and you're ready to get started with them. And then after that consultation is complete, it feels like they just disappear. They aren't in contact with you anymore. They maybe aren't answering your correspondence, whether you're calling them or emailing them. And it just feels like they completely went away. So here's the thing. If it appears that one of your new clients has disappeared, it likely means that you actually didn't put a few things in place to make that work relationship official. So here's what I mean. Is that it was very likely that if you had a new client, you might be referring them to them as your new client, but they're not actually officially a new client yet. Like there was never a contract that was signed. There was never a payment that was given to you as the service provider. And it's very likely that you also didn't set a first appointment, or you didn't set up any appointments at all. Or maybe you said, okay, well, give me a call when you're ready to get started working together. So something like that. So there wasn't actually something that you put in place that officially turned that person into your client. So there are also a few other reasons that it might appear that someone doesn't show up anymore and just isn't around and isn't engaging with you. Sometimes life happens. Sometimes there is a death in the family. Sometimes there is an emergency. Sometimes someone really had a life situation come up that completely distracted them from the commitment that they were making to you to work together and to receive whatever it is that you were going to be giving them. Sometimes even there's lingering energy from past experiences that show up for people. And so that might be something too, where they're having to deal with something again. They're having to look at something that was really difficult at a period of their life. Another reason they may have disappeared is they are afraid of change. So it's very likely that the service that you're in provides change in some way. You know, whether you're coming into a company to do training, or you're working with an individual in the area of relationships, or the area of finances, or the area of health and nutrition, you're coming into a person's life to provide them and stimulate change. And that can be a little bit scary. And so sometimes that person who is going to be your new client is actually getting a little scared of changing because they know that it's going to mean new things. It's going to be exhilarating, but it might also feel a little bit awkward in the beginning. They might have a shift in their surroundings, their environment, the people around them. And sometimes people are really afraid of that. Or for some people, it's actually a little hard even to make that decision to make movement forward. The other thing is that if a client appears to disappear, if they do this now, this disappearing act, they might have other forms of non-committed behavior at a future time if the two of you are to work together. This might be a one-time thing, but however, if there's some aspect of non-commitment showing up in this client, it might mean that at a future point, they're going to exhibit other non-committed behavior. Maybe they will disappear halfway through working together, or maybe they will disappear by not making a payment, because that's another way that people disappear, is they don't send that monetary energy toward you. Maybe they're going to disappear in another way. But so see this as a sign that this could be a pattern that that client has, and just take notice of that and do really notice that, you know, do you want to be working with someone who exhibits that pattern of disappearing? So here's what to do if your new client disappears. First thing is reach out and be in conversation. connect with them, whatever way you need to, phone, email, Skype, send them a message, whatever way you feel most comfortable reaching out to them. The important thing is to be in conversation, because if something has come up in their life and they really need to talk through it, it's amazing if you can be there for them. And you might find that there was maybe one little thing. Maybe there was one thing in your agreement together that they want to look at shifting, or there was one question that they had that maybe they were a little shy to ask you, or perhaps there was something going on in their family and they're so glad that you got in touch with them because they were just really not focused for that period of time that they were out of touch. So you reach out, be in conversation. But here's the thing, if they ignore you, or if they never get back to you, what I want you to do is use this as a learning lesson. And because we can't always go out and grab the people who have disappeared. Sometimes really they aren't meant to work with us, and that's okay. But next time, be sure to gain some kind of energetic commitment from your new client. And when I say energetic commitment, this could mean an energetic commitment through a payment. So you're in that consultation with them, and even if they don't have all of the money right away, ask for them to pay something toward working with you, because that really holds their energetic place and it starts that process, that energetic commitment toward the connection that you are going to have. Also, be sure to get a signed document between the two of you. This is really important. They're not officially your client at all, actually, and you really can't even say that they are a client that's disappeared until you have a signed document. This is super important, and if you have not already connected with an attorney who can get you a signed legal document that can be signed by both of you in this connection, in this work relationship that you're going to have, you need to go ahead and reach out to an attorney and get one of those drafted. It's super important. And then another energetic commitment that you should be sure to make with your future clients is book that appointment. Book the first appointment, book a set of appointments, get something in the calendar. Also know what their backup phone numbers or backup email is so you can reach them. Just get the ball rolling. Get, you know, really, really, really get it going. And so those are some of the ways that you can help that person be energetically committed to the work that the two of you are doing. And it's a way that you, as that service provider, you will have fewer clients disappear. So I'm wishing you a lovely week, and go out and find anyone who has fallen off the radar, reconnect, and just be in conversation about it. And next time, sign them up and get them started and make sure that they have that energetic loop coming back in through you, through that payment, that signed contract, or that appointment booked. Have a fantastic week. I'll talk to you soon.